Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello and welcome to Contemplations. I'm Josh and I'm joined by Hugo.
Hello.
And we are here to talk to you today about whether we are living in socialism or not.
Yeah, so this is something that I wanted to kind of ask as like an open question that we can discuss. And I have a couple of ways that we can go through it, you know, systematically. But it's an interesting question to ask because I think it's important when we kind of discuss politics and discuss kind of systems like that, right? Because I see kind of on the internet and in real life everywhere all the time, people are arguing about politics in terms of, well, kind of the grand capitalism versus socialism debate that goes on all the time. And then how do different people kind of play into that debate and what roles do they play? And what I found interesting in that kind of whole debate, like it's not a single event, but it's an ongoing thing. It's kind of a cultural thing. What I found interesting there was that, you know, freedom defenders in this debate, so on the side of, you know, free markets, right? Those people, they take different sides based on kind of what position they're put in by their opponents in the debate. And so if you ask them, if they get asked kind of like, what's why would you want to live in capitalism? Capitalism is awful. We need socialism, and socialism is this and that because that's good. Then they will assume the position of, well, now we're living in capitalism and look at the good things that it produces. And then when they say, well, this is a bad thing here, then they will reply to it saying, well, this is a distortion of capitalism, this is done by government, this is not capitalism proper, and things like that, right? But when it's the other way around, when it's their turn to kind of criticize the status quo, they're happy to be like, yeah, this is not capitalism, this is crap, and what we need to do is to institute actual capitalism, actual free markets, so that they can function properly, not like what we have now. And so they assume these different positions based on their interlocutors, which is something that I find interesting, right? You can hold two positions at the same time. It's not completely unreasonable, but mm-hmm. it's something that they do, right?
I think it's just a flaw in people kind of assessing their own beliefs based on their peers and their opponents, rather than their values and principles being something that is individual and isolated within them. Mm-hmm. They assess it based on people who perhaps their political opponents or things like that. So rather than looking at the consistencies internally, you're comparing things externally. And I think I'm kind of getting into the psychology of why this mm-hmm. might happen. But I don't know whether that's something that you would agree with.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. That I think what they're doing is like they're trying to defend something consistent, something they see as consistent, mm-hmm. Which is fair enough. But the way they do it is they either defend or attack the status quo based on who it is they're talking to, which is something interesting. You might even find that those people say, under some circumstances, well, we're not living in the free market at all. We're living in socialism, in some form of socialism right now. And so that's why I wanted to kind of ask this question and go through it kind of more systematically and to, you know, see what kind of criteria can I come up with and whether the US or the UK fulfills those criteria, right? So
Okay, so you're kind of zooming in on the UK and the US as case studies for the wider kind of context, probably, of the Western world.
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, the policies are going to have lots of things in common in which, say, you live somewhere else, you can still look at the policy and say, okay, well, we've still got this here. Yep. Even though it's another country, it's comparable. Maybe, you know, there is socialism after all.
Yeah. And also, if some policies are present in some states, but others aren't, you know, you can still say, well, this is something that is present to the same extent or to a lesser extent, or something else is present that is not among the things that we're going to mention. And so yeah, it's kind of, you need to adapt it to your local circumstances if you don't live in the US or the UK, right? And so first, what I want to do before we actually get into it, I want to ask you, what's your intuition? Like, do we live in socialism or not? Like, yeah, you can take whatever definition you wish.
I'm going to speak for the UK, as that's the only place I've ever lived.
Sure.
And say, yes, we do. Because the health service, I mean, the National Health Service, sounds awfully socialist, and it definitely is. And the BBC, another example of socialism, essentially, that with the state having assets in otherwise things that would be private.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just the two examples that come to mind, but I'm sure there are probably other ones that you know of.
And so do you think that those examples can... I agree with you that's mm-hmm. something that would kind of point towards, you know, socialism, something like socialism, but mm-hmm. is it enough? Is it something that would make it socialist?
That's almost a philosophical question. It's like, how many bad apples spoil the bunch? I mean, sure, it's two areas where there is obvious socialism, but does that mean that everything else is socialism? I mean, in a case where those two things are the only things that exist, you probably say, okay, it's mainly capitalism, but there are elements of socialism. You can have some kind of weird hybrid. But at the same time, I'm sure there's probably things that I haven't considered off the top of my head that are going to make me lean more towards actually yes. And I have a feeling that you're probably going to tell me about lots of things that I'm going to be like, okay, yes.
So how do you argue, if you engage in that debate, kind of socialism mm-hmm. versus capitalism, you know, something, you mm-hmm. get into it sometimes. And so how do you engage with it? Do you tend to defend the status quo as being capitalist against some kind of socialist proposition, or do you tend to attack the status quo for being not free market or not as free as you'd imagine?
Well, I mean, there's lots of elements about the largely capitalistic system that seem socialistic, like I'm not sure whether it's a authoritarian mm-hmm. kind of libertarian thing or left or right, but I know that we've got central control of our money supply and things like mm-hmm. that, which doesn't seem very free market to me. That's government control of the supply of money, which of course is something that is kind of socialist in nature mm-hmm. by the fact that the government is intervening in the economy with some kind of agenda.
Yep.
And that doesn't seem inherently free market to me. But on the whole, I think although there are lots of regulations that get in the way, I think I'm leaning more towards it's capitalistic, but there's a lot of reservations there. Like, there's lots of aspects of it that I don't necessarily like that perhaps we could lose and it would be better. Mm. But I haven't thought about it a huge amount.
So that's actually interesting because... I'm quite careful, I think, and I try to do it as much as possible. Of course, I'm not going to do it perfectly, but what I try to do is never to defend the status quo as something like, look at this works, this is mm-hmm. something that we shouldn't change or something like that, because that's not what I think. And so even though sometimes I'm put in a position because of who I'm talking to, I'm sometimes put in a position to where I should, quote unquote, defend something that is already there. But I feel like I, for the sake of being consistent with my kind of goals, with my general goals, I need to kind of avoid that a little bit, suppress that a little bit, those tendencies to be like, okay, well, this is what I think is good, this is what I think is what we should kind of strive towards, and it's not what we have now, because I agree with you that what we have now is some kind of form of mixed system, mm-hmm. because that's what it's called officially as well. But that's not too interesting. So I agree with you that that's what we have. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that you need to defend what we have, because it's partly what you know, support. You mm-hmm. can still kind of defend the thing that you support without tying it to the imperfect system that we live in. You can kind of make that argument or put that discussion into an abstract setting. And that's what I found kind of more helpful. So it's interesting that you kind of put in the opposite position often.
Yeah. One thing that I've also thought of is how people would define free market. For example, you might have a very serious kind of free market advocate, but then they're like, actually, I'm in favor of, say, state education, which of course, state education being something that, of course, publicly funded, kind of the nature of it is relatively socialistic, if you think that's fair, I imagine.
Yeah, no, I'm going to mention that later. Okay. As well. Yeah.
But there would be people who would say, okay, sure, I'm in favor of free markets, but I believe that in this specific case, mm-hmm. this works better, where the incentives are removed from, say, something being for profit. Mm-hmm. And I'm genuinely generally quite skeptical of it, but I'm willing to kind of accept them at face value. Mm-hmm. Like I don't necessarily agree that any amount of socialism is good, but I can at least sympathize with that argument, because I can see that it's not coming from a bad place necessarily.
So, as I said, I've got several ways of kind of measuring, quote unquote, whether we live in socialism or not. And this mm-hmm. is just some like things that I came up with when I was preparing for this. It's nothing that is kind of conclusive or nothing that is, it's neither it is something that you can quantify very well. It's kind of indicators and things we can talk about. It's not definitive or anything like that. So don't, like this is not meant to be like that, right? Yeah. Okay, so let's get into it.
To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.